federal election may be 6 months away, but that isn't stopping Maclean's magazine from calling for a leaders debate. Typically, during a campaign, there are just two debates, one in English and one in French, and they are run by a consortium of television broadcasters. But with the unofficial campaign beginning after the spring sitting ends in mid-June, Maclean's doesn't want to wait for the writ to be dropped this fall.
In an editorial on Maclean's.ca, the magazine has offered to host a different kind of debate over the summer, with every major party leader invited. And it looks like we're getting some positive feedback. I sat down with political editor Paul Wells to discuss the idea.
I've been really tired for years of the notion that a broadcast, just for me personally, I've been tired of the notion for a long time that a broadcast consortium of TV stations has a monopoly on federal election debates. It makes no sense. And it wasn't always this way. In 1984, the National Action Committee on the Status of Women organized a leaders' debate on women's issues. It was carried live on television like all the others. It was the third debate that election cycle. Mulroney and John Turner and Ed Broadbent showed up. So why not do it now? Especially all the more so because we're going into a campaign that we know will be months long. We know these guys are campaigning now. We know we're not going to vote until October. That opens up a huge window for us to have more democracy rather than less.
What are the issues with a broadcast consortium televised debate? How would a debate under Maclean's be any different?
We know, as far as I know, Rogers may even be a member of the broadcast consortium. So we like the broadcast consortium. But there's other ways to skin this cat. You don't have to ostentatiously leave the leaders most of the room to decide whether they're going to answer a question or not. If it's a smaller, more intimate thing with one moderator, that moderator can push the leaders and say, call them out if they're not answering, chase them around the room. And we don't have to have this thing where people send in video of themselves asking questions from Yellowknife so that it looks more inclusive and more all-Canadian. We can essentially a cage match. We can shut them in a room with one moderator and try and get some real answers and some real heat out of them in a conversation that is just more compact than the big sprawling production that the TV people put together.
And so cutting through all the spin that they throw at you during the other TV debates.
I'm confident that it's impossible to cut through all the spin, but we would try and cut through some of it.
What response have you got after you published this, or maybe even before, if you decided to talk to the parties beforehand? Have you had any response from the federal parties?
We've heard from senior people in more than one party who are very interested in this proposition. And we're not going to negotiate in public. My understanding is that's the way it's not done. But a plural number of parties are already interested in this thing. And so much the better. I mean, if we were offering a chance for political parties to put their message to the Canadian people during the long run-up to this election and nobody was interested, that would be shocking. And it's not the case. People are very interested.
Why June 15th as the start date for you? I mean, the writ is likely going to drop in the fall, so why does Maclean's want to have it so early in the process?
June 15th is essentially an approximate date for kind of when the House is going to rise, because they always make that up as they go along. They've been campaigning, for all intents and purposes, since the autumn. After the House rises in June, it certainly won't come back before an election, which means that's essentially the beginning of the real election campaign. And we don't want to wait until the formal writ period, because that's already scripted down to the last inch by all the parties. They all have their tours. They all have places they want to go and things they want to say. So we're going to say, fine, TV gets the formal writ period. But during the long run-up to the writ period, basically during the summer, look, if you guys aren't doing anything better, we'd like to have a debate. Why don't you come and join us?
Would you have a live audience for this, or are those details that you would work out a little bit later?
My personal preference, we would talk to the parties about this. My personal preference is that we avoid an audience, because you end up spending your entire time worrying that the audience is going to applaud or getting mad at them because they applaud. Or the audience will be the Canadian people, and the Canadian people will have access to it the way they get access to an awful lot of their information on TV and the internet.
What about the makeup, the leaders who can or cannot take part in this? Are there any thoughts from Maclean's on this?
Yeah, I mean, we're not wedded to any format, but our sense of this is since we're in this weird world where there are now six recognized parties in parliament, including the Bloc Québécois, which most people have forgotten about, and Force et Démocratie, which almost no one has ever heard of, we're going to keep it relatively intimate. The Conservatives, the official opposition, the NDP, the party that's been leading in the polls, the Liberals, and Elizabeth May from the Green Party. And as we say in our editorial, if other people don't like that format, that guest list, and those rules, they are welcome to suggest alternatives. Other organizations already are. The TVA Network in Quebec is proposing a French language debate with no English and with leaders that they invite. It's far from guaranteed that Elizabeth May will be invited to that debate. That's fine. I think what we want to do is move from a model of a monopoly that nobody ever appointed to a spirit of the more the merrier.
Would more debates in an election campaign actually help some parties or hurt some parties out of all of this? I mean, there has been discussion already publicly about this issue.
Leaders always like debates in the abstract and are sometimes nervous in the concrete. Stephen Harper is notorious for avoiding debates, both himself and his candidates. Going back to the 2002 by-election in Calgary that sent him back to Parliament as the Canadian Alliance leader, he skipped every candidate's debate in his riding in that by-election. There is speculation that Justin Trudeau is nervous about having as many debates as his opponents want. There's speculation that his opponents are really eager to try and put him on the spot by having as many debates as possible. Let's find out. We would be very happy to see Mr. Trudeau at our debate, just as we're happy to see the other leaders that we've invited.
That was Maclean's political editor, Paul Wells, discussing the magazine's challenge to party leaders to take part in a debate before the writ is dropped.